You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Clay Shirky is with us. We're talking about your life online, our lives online. We're going to shift gears here for a moment. We're going to talk about salmon, the fish. They're delicious, aren't they? But they're certainly having some problems maintaining their populations in places around the world. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But if you want to know about salmon, Adora, what's your first stop?
Your first stop is the internet. And actually, it's fascinating. All you really have to do is put in fish blog, and you come up with a blog, fish. So literally called that. It's a whole community. It's a whole universe of people talking about the definition of wild salmon.
So not only is there a salmon blog, there's a Copper River Salmon blog, which is sort of our subject this morning. The Copper River Run kicks off the Alaskan salmon season, and that begins in the next couple of days. But mostly on the West Coast, salmon populations have been in a state of distress, and in fact, fishing has actually been disallowed in places like Oregon and California. But in Alaska, it's a totally different story. Fishmonger and seasoned salmon fisher Jason Headland is going to be getting in on the salmon action next month when the season opens. He's going to be on the Bristol Bay Run, where it's expected to be one of the best runs of all time. 40 million sockeye salmon are expected to swim upstream. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, how are you doing?
So you're going on a little field trip, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of rite of summer passage and taking like a three-year hiatus and be going back this summer to get back into it.
Why is the population so high in the run this year?
There's no perfect science to predicting these runs. It seems like for this year in particular, the winters, they had, fairly mild winters, mild springs, which helped the smolt out through, that phase of their life. So there's a lot of smolt leaving the rivers this time of year. And then when it gets time for those fish to return, if there was a lot more of them going out, there'll be a lot more of them coming back.
And there are a few dams on the river system in Alaska where you're headed, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's one of the major things that the Alaska salmon fishery has going for is the watersheds that the salmon reproduce in and thrive in. They've just had really little impact through logging, through hydroelectric damming, and pulling water for irrigation and stuff, which is what you've seen a lot in the West Coast.
Now, my fishmonger last night at the Fairway store here in Brooklyn was telling me the Copper River salmon are sweeter and they're much better wild than farmed. Is that your impression?
I would have to say, yeah, I'd have to agree. They are one of the best-tasting salmon that you'll find on the plate. You're going to pay a pretty penny for them. But
35 bucks a pound, I think.
Yeah. Sockeye, I mean, we don't have a fixed price from just yet. The season's opening, 7 o'clock a.m. Alaska time this morning. But, yeah, the sockeye will probably be about mid-30s. And kings are definitely going to start in the $40 range.
How important is this run? I mean, we've seen some reporting about last month commercial salmon fisheries in California and Oregon were shut down, as John mentioned. I mean, how critical is this to the salmon industry this year?
I think this is really going to bring a lot of exposure to Alaska salmon. I mean, folks have been reading the headlines, and I think there's just this general concern now for wild salmon as a whole. But what people need to take into account and really remember is that, and for the most part, most of the not wild salmon that we see here in North America that's harvested domestically, at least 90% or greater comes from Alaska. So the focus, they shouldn't really, be too wary of, when you see wild salmon in a case. Ask the right questions, find out where it's coming from. And if it's Alaskan, you can feel really confident about buying it. And I think that's going to, drive people even more so to ask those questions.
Good advice from Jason Headland, who's a fishmonger. We should point out he's a fishmonger at the multi-billion-dollar Whole Foods, which is based in Austin, Texas, which is where Jason is speaking to us from. Although he's going off to experience the 40 million sockeye salmon run this year on his own dime as a bit of a three-year sabbatical. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.